Hello, and welcome to the November 2019 broadcast bonus episode. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome, everybody. We are glad that you are a patron and you are here listening to this clip. I don't know. I'm tired.
Thanks
I'm out of
for
shape.
Being we had a, here.
We had a week off last week. But if you are new, if you are just joining us, each month we do bonus clips of stuff that had been cut out of the regular show the month before. And this past month in November, we had two-hour shows, and they were both live shows. So for whatever that's worth, and about an hour got cut out of one of them, and like 45 minutes got cut out of another. So, there was a lot of stuff to pull from those.
So much fodder.
But that being said, be excited. I have 8.5 clips here for you guys. We can, I guess, just get into them. And there was one that it started, and then for some reason, I must have, like, dragged another clip over it that it kind of, like, cut it off. So I did make a note that we're going to go back and get that clip in the December show. So I hope I remember that. Anyway, sorry, my voice is a little bit off. I have had a week without a whole lot of sleep, and then I yelled at my kids on Sunday, and it was really loud, and now I have no voice as a result. Children and Christmas decorations is stressful after a 9-hour drive that should take 6 hours. So we were all in one edge. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to try to keep my Phoebe Buffay sexy voice to a minimum. Let's get started with clips. This first clip is called "Can You Hear That Upstairs?" And this clip, honestly, this clip
I can only imagine.
Well, it starts like you would think, and then it takes you places. Like, this clip, this clip goes to, like, point A to point B to point, like, F, and then to point, like, K, and then just stops. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I'm so
and
excited.
And then, actually, yeah, here we go. We'll just get into it. All right. We are back. Oop.
Sorry, can you guys hear all that upstairs?
A little bit,
is
yeah.
it fucking? Because I can hear noise, but I can't hear sex.
No, it's just someone is wearing shoes in their apartment at really almost 11 o'clock at night. They are the worst. Right. And they're, oh my God. And like they had the TV on the other night and it was so fucking loud. It's
what
like,
were they watching?
I'm really concerned about it, my neighbor's hearing. I don't think he hears well.
I want to know what they were watching.
Oh God, I don't know. It was something with really awful like droney music.
So like an Avengers movie?
I don't know. It was probably like the hipster version of that. It's terrible.
I'm so sorry.
I hate them. I don't even know them, and I hate them.
You need to start spying on them. You need to go upstairs and see who they are.
Like, it's break it. See.
She agrees with me.
Is that Fiona, or is that Gabby?
That's Fiona. She does that sometimes in the middle of the night. And I'm like, my door's open. I'm like, girl, come on.
You're okay.
Oh, now she thinks I'm calling to her. God damn it.
But she has so much to say.
Yeah.
So much to say. So much to say. So much to say.
So much to say. So much to say.
I was listening to Dave Matthews Band earlier today.
Yeah.
You're back.
All right, told you. It starts with potential sex noises and it ends with a Dave Matthews sing-along.
Oh, that was a journey. I loved every second of it. Every pit stop along the way.
And as I was listening to it yesterday, I was like, why did I cut this out? And then, you know, we get into, like, the cat comes in, and I'm like, oh, I must have wanted to save that for a blooper, because every blooper reel, I usually have a section with the cats. And then it went into Dave Matthews, and I was like, oh, there was like, 15 bloopers all in one, so it's just going to be a bonus clip.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Seriously.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I see that Captain Awesome has joined us, speaking of cats.
Yeah, ironically, as soon as Fiona started meowing, Captain was like right there. And it's funny because it's like
he like gets the position like he's going to jump in my lap, and because of all the wires, and I'm sitting out in the living room in Daniel's chair, so it's a proper yeah. desk chair with like arms. It's just like too dangerous, so I have to like preemptively pick him up and place him in the lap to avoid chaos.
I get it.
So yeah, so we're all here now. Everything's great.
I feel like we should be like roll call.
Roll call.
Amanda here.
They call Shandy, me Captain.
Present.
I am a kitty. I can be obnoxious, so check me out.
I wish I could think of the rest of the actual cheer off the top of my head, but I can't.
It's like,
we are the cheerleaders.
Roll call.
Oh, I know. Da, da. I don't know. Whatever. We'll get to it. Yeah. And this is a bonus episode, so it's not like I can cut this out to make a bonus of the bonus.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That is way too meta.
Went for a sip of wine and got hair.
All right. Moving on to the next clip. This next clip is called Who Gets to Throw Out the Underwear? And you'll hear why it just came out of the show. It was a random non sequitur, I think. But here we are.
I also updated their closets to like put clothes away. And he's in size 6 underwear now. So everything pre size 6 I pulled. And I was like, Jay, because I'm not giving those to Alex. Like everything else Alex is going to get. I figured Alex could get his own underwear. Yeah. I was like, do you want to throw them out or do you want me to? Who gets to win the prize of throwing out the underwear? And aren't you guys glad patrons watching this live? Because this will probably be edited down a lot. You get the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was a long show. That was the patron show when I was sitting on the opposite side of the desk with.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot that came out of that episode. Like 40 minutes of Matt trying to get on the internet.
Oh.
Good times. All right, the next clip is, we love a good grammar debate on the broadcast. And this is also from that live show. And the reason I was sitting on the other side of the desk, which is why my audio sounded off that episode, was Jay was editing the Mandalorian episode review that he did for The Mandalorian, obviously for Geek Dad Life, his YouTube channel thing. And he, in the middle of our conversation, asked a question about the proper way to say Disney Plus. So this clip is called Disney Plus or Disney Pluses? Here we go.
Disney Plus. Is it Disney Pluses or Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
Like Disney Pluses The Mandalorian?
Hold on. We have an editorial question for Geek Dad Life.
Oh.
Is it Disney Pluses The Mandalorian or Disney Plus?
Why don't you say The Mandalorian on Disney Plus?
That's what I would say.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's a dyslexic trick there. If you can't spell the word, you just rearrange the sentence with a word you can't spell.
Yeah. There are times when you can make a sentence is too passive, but there are also times when passive is just grammatically easier.
Yep.
I think. And
anytime you need to like make a symbol possessive, it's a losing battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Unless anyway. You want to spell out plus, I don't know if Disney also spells it that way.
Well, it's Disney Plus with the thing.
Well, with the symbol, right?
Yeah.
So that's where, like, you get, like, plus apostrophe S, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think there's some flaws in the branding here.
Yeah.
It's it like looks nice. Making a lot of crucial branding mistakes. Yeah.
Truth.
Looks nice when it's by itself, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not tested in the wild. And see, yep. Here's some real world examples.
Yeah. But they are officially like too far in to.
Yep. Can't change it now.
Yeah.
It's day one of the rest of our lives.
Amanda has so many awesome, like just one-liners to finish a lot of these clips, actually.
I just didn't remember getting so into that.
But yeah. Yeah, it was, again, it was a really long show, so I was just looking for full-on minutes that I could cut out.
It's Speaking of a journey.
Yeah. That was a journey. All right. This next clip is called, I think it's, this is another Disney Plus related clip. It's shorter though. And it is probably does not highlight my parenting skills very well, but here we are. It's called The Wait Is Over. Laughing at the end of the other one.
A funny story about Disney Plus. So they started pulling all of their kids' stuff back on Halloween, right? Like, so 12 days ago as of recording this, 2 weeks ago as of this coming out. And that includes, like, all the Mickey Mouse stuff. Like, my kids love Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey's and the Roadster Racers, whatever else. And my niece is also a big fan of all that stuff. So when I was there for the marathon watching her, you know, we had to do, it was just like the 1 minute shorts that they had on, and like my kids too. And my sister and I were talking about like, oh my God, this is awful that, you know, we don't have this to like distract them anymore. And my sister sent me a text and was like, thank God the wait is over. Because everything was moved to Disney Plus. So all of our children can be entertained again. Nice. By not us. Anyway. That's going to be in the bonus because that wasn't very, that wasn't as interesting as when I, you know, experienced it in real life.
It is to us. It's our lives.
I don't know if you guys heard Jay.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure did.
Yeah.
I love whenever you say in the bonus and then it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
It's like on the spot. Like, yeah, no.
Bonus. I'm like, yeah, no, I know that that didn't land. The next bonus is actually called I'm Rushing Out to Get 'Em, and it features our good friend JP making a dad joke. So here we go.
I'm still trying to think of my favorite Russian newspaper.
Because you read so many of them.
Oh, yeah. You could say I'm rushing out to get 'em.
Oh boy.
Oh, JP.
Oh, that was cute. Quality was dad joke.
Mm-hmm. But I believe that that was so there was behind the scenes for anybody who's not a hangout level patron. If you want to be do so, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack and up your membership. We had had when we had JP and Gott and Matt come on, JP and Gott did the Mad Libs that we wanted to do, the Trump Mad Libs. And then Matt was going to join us to do Matt's What She Said. And we went to like, I guess we went to break and then we came back and Matt's like internet died. And but we had like this period of time where during the pee break, everybody was chatting and Amanda got that awesome Instagram post from stuff during the pee break. But then we had time to kill. So we set up who, and this is the clip that went missing, is there's a clip of us deciding who is going to read whose part. And it was just really funny, but it was rendered moot once Matt's internet died, and then we restarted the entire segment. But there's a good like 15 minute period of time that just got slashed out because, you know, it was just pee break to shooting the shit to starting it and then restarting the segment. So we were going to come into Matt's What She Said, and then when Matt's internet died, we ended up going back and starting the feedback and then going into Matt's What She Said once he was back. So that whole episode was totally pieced together, but it was a bit of a hot mess at the time. But that rushing out to get him thing didn't make the actual show because I believe it was part of the shooting the shit part of the hour, 2 hours, 15 hours. I believe this next part was also from that random part that, you know, just didn't make it because we started over. This might be my favorite, one of my favorite topic titles I've ever come up with, and it's called Pete's Dragon on a Pee Break. Here we go.
The notebook is right over there. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, it is there. Hold on.
My favorite Disney movie is Pete's Dragon.
Of course it is.
The original.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite princess is Jasmine.
Jasmine's pretty hot.
Yeah.
How come there was no love for Frozen? I was kind of surprised.
I saw Frozen as a grown-ass adult, so like I feel like it doesn't have the same magic. It was fine.
But. Right. It's hard to call that your favorite, I think. As like, because it's like, sort of not being in the target demo.
Uh-huh. Because like all of my favorite Disney movies, like they all kind of came out in like the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. That's what, the one that you guys were talking about that Colleen loves so much, I've never seen it. It was like it's past my Disney movies prime.
To be fair, Frozen is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It is really entertaining, has a great story, has great music, but it feels weird to call that one my favorite.
My youngest son loved it. I must have seen it 10 times.
It's a great movie.
I haven't seen it enough. I need to watch it some more.
Yeah. I had like the Lion King. I had like the soundtrack on cassette tape.
Yep.
And it was probably one of like three cassette tapes I own, so I would listen to it on repeat. Like, you can't recreate that when you just see a movie once as an adult.
I actually still have the LP record for Pete's Dragon.
Wow. Nice. What's the big song from Pete's Dragon?
I'm sorry?
What's the big song from that? There was, like, one, like, really, like...
She sang, like, Candle in the Water or something.
I'll be your candle on the water.
Right. And then Mickey Rooney is a dragon. A dragon. I think I saw a dragon.
Yep.
Good old Pete's Dragon. I've never seen Pete's Dragon, and I re-listening to JP describe that clip and you sing that song, I have no clue what you guys are talking about. I thought that I had seen that movie at one point, but that rings zero bells to me.
So yeah, my question is Pete's Dragon the same as Puff the Magic Dragon?
Different. Okay. Yeah, so Pete's Dragon is like that time in Disney movies where they were live action with animated elements.
Yeah.
Oh, I just Googled it. Yeah, this looks really familiar.
And I'm not sure why or how I came to see it.
Yeah, it came out in 1977.
Yeah, so like it was definitely like before my time. So I don't know why, but I have seen it.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm sure JP will try to make us watch it at the next meetup or, I don't know, get some kind of autographed copy of something.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, please don't, please, honestly don't. We're actually coming up to the very end, so I think we have 2.5 clips left. This first clip is called Nobody Wants a Clean Version. That's V-E-R-S-I-O-N, not clean virgin. In case my sickness and my accent is throwing people off. Okay. Nobody wants a clean version. Here we go. Shandy, I'm going to give you an uninterrupted platform to re-sing that one more time, knowing that it's going to be a temporary.
You just take that cut that I
No, we're going to do it again. A temporary. Go for it.
See, can't do it on cue now.
One, two.
Now I'm going to get nervous.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we already have it, right? Like, it's already there.
But it might not be clean. I want to make sure it's clean.
If it's not clean, then I'll send you one. How about that? When there aren't a bunch of people watching.
That's true. We can do it after we stop recording.
I think I'd...
All right, fine, whatever. You know. All right.
Next I don't know. Question. I got nervous.
Stage fright. It's okay. Happens next to the question. Best of us.
Christy is saying it was organic.
My singing... Brian says nobody wants a clean version.
All right. So what we're referring to there is the intro song that Brian wrote for us on the fly during our live Broadsgiving episode, which if you guys haven't come to a live show, should come to a live show. They're fun, clearly. There's a lot of stuff that gets cut out of them. But I did take it. I did take the clip that was the dirty version and made it into an opening theme song that I can use whenever I see fit. And I don't know if anybody listening, if you're listening to this now, you're in the Patrons Facebook group, and I put two versions of it in there yesterday, versions, and people voted on them, and this is the one that won. So here is the world premiere of the new intro song. So now I've got a couple of them to rotate through.
Nice. Hey, we're the broadcast. People say we podcast around, but we're too busy drinking. and hoping that Andy gets down.
Yes! So good!
All right, there we go.
Nice.
I was going to include Jay saying broadcast at the very end because that's kind of like everything else has it ending with broadcast. But I figured Shani says, hey, hey, we're the broadcast a bunch of times. So
yeah. I think anyway. It's great.
Thanks. All right, and here's our final clip of the evening. This one is actually a couple of minutes. It's a little bit longer than the other ones, and that is because this clip also takes you on a journey. So buckle in. It is the story of Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen trying to figure out their plans for a New York City trip, which this whole thing was so fucking long. I was like, and I was like, here's like 8 minutes that can come out. This clip is only like 3 minutes though, but it was really fun, and I don't want this clip to not ever go unheard or to go unheard. So here we are. I also believe I pulled sections of this for the bloopers as well, I think. But
oh, fantastic. Yeah, nice. I have a second life.
So. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. No, seriously, a real trip. New York Jewish deli, just like a real like Italian New York pizza place. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Those mm-hmm. stereotypes exist for a reason, and they're exactly. all the best reasons. They are all the best reasons. Yeah. They're so mm-hmm. good.
The problem, though, with that, not that it's a problem, but the problem with that trip was that it was our first time ever to New York. So, where do you even start? It's just like too much, all the stuff. We need to go back.
Shandy, if you plan a trip to New York, I will plan a trip to New York, and we can, three of us, we could do the Rods to New York.
We really fucking need to.
That's true.
I mean, case in point, we didn't even make it to Brooklyn.
Yeah. See, you have a whole borough Crazy. That you missed.
Crazy.
You guys can come stay with me. I got an air mattress.
Oh, by the way, time out. I forgot to say that the name of this clip is We Can Compare Pickles. Man, that was really way to bury the lead. But anyway, here we go.
And a very Ooh. Nice couch.
Ooh,
I would do the couch and the air mattress, either or. I'm good.
Yeah,
you can sleep on both. We can like put them next to each other, and you can put like your head on one and your feet on the other. You know, you can sleep an hour on the couch, an hour on the air mattress, whatever you want to do. It's fine.
That's cool. I mean, yeah, whatever. Or if we book far enough in advance, we can find like a really cheap Airbnb so Amanda can have a getaway too.
True.
Yeah. That's true. Because, you know, maybe you'd like your own door that you can close and not be in the middle of my living room with my cat. That will probably want to like,
well, I'm good
on your face until you feed him.
I'm good with that. That doesn't bother
me. Yeah. That, I'm fine with that too.
I mean, I have a farting cat on my lap right now. Fine.
Nah, he's a real jerk when it comes to sleepy time.
I'm just saying, like, if Amanda wanted to feel like it was a getaway as well.
That's true. That could be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could stay at my sister's place and she could stay with her boyfriend for the weekend. Or my aunt's place. Oh, my God. My aunt has her place on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, there's the answer. There it is.
There's the answer.
There it is. Let's do that. That's probably the best option.
Yes. Okay, cool. I'll bring olives in a can.
Okay. And Amanda and I will bring olives from our respective favorite delis. And then we just have
and some garlicky dill pickles.
Oh my God.
There we go.
So we could do that. We could add some vodka and or gin for you guys, and we could just all wake up with the biggest bloats and
then and then just with our sausagey swollen fingers. Like try and play piano or something that requires some real dexterity.
Or just try to tie our shoes the next morning. Okay, let's do that. Upper West Side, three of us. Shandy, you pick the date. Amanda and I can make it there pretty easily. Seriously, yep. let's clear my calendar. Okay, that's it. Apparently, I just got it off.
I stand by that. I will clear my calendar for this trip.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, that trip, that was also a journey, that clip. But anyway, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen of the Patreon. Your bonus show for November 2019. We will be back with another show sometime at the end of December or early January, depending on travel schedules, but we'll try to get something in. Otherwise, I do have a couple of clips that I think I could probably go back and pull. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a patron. We really appreciate it. And have a great holiday season. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.